the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name's Nicola Brown and I'm from Motivate Addiction Services.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
Motivate started way back in 1978. So nearly 50 years ago now, and it was to support anybody impacted by their own alcohol use. And it's grown today to being the charity on the island that supports anyone that's impacted by alcohol, drugs, gambling or gaming.
Tell us about your team.
At Motivate, we have a fantastic team of 15 trained counsellors. They're support workers, family specialists. We've got 5 peer mentors and 4 in our back office support team. Within our counselling team and peer mentor team, we're proud to have 47% of those being workers by experience. So they bring an extra level of depth of knowledge, having been in the position that our clients and those that need the support have come from.
Who is the charity for?
So the charity is for anyone at all that's based on the island. So that's for somebody that is impacted by alcohol, drugs, gambling and gaming. So that could be their own use or somebody they care about or work with. So it's family members. It's for people from sort of children from the age of about 6 right the way through to people in their 80s.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We work closely with schools to educate children and young people around alcohol, drugs, gambling and gaming, which helps reduce that stigma because there is still a stigma that surrounds the work and the area that we work in. So we also work with healthcare providers, the Isle of Man government, the police, community groups, lots of fellow charities because we specialise in our area, but then there might be other charities that can support people in other areas that they need. So we work with anyone to make sure that those who come to us get supported right now with no waiting list. And that ensures that nobody falls through the gaps.
What are your main goals?
Our main goals are to hone and expand access to our services, giving early intervention to people. So when somebody thinks that they want support, they get that support right there and then. So support starts from the moment you make that first phone call or you drop us an email, and there is no time limit to that support that's offered either. So you can be coming to us for one-to-one support or group support for weeks, months or years, whatever works for you and helps you get through whatever it is you're going through.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
So in the next few years, we'll be enhancing our digital access because we see that people like to be able to communicate online, introducing more community-based support. We're taking Smart on the road. So one of our group programs is Smart Recovery, and that is just a group-based program where people can come along, learn some new tools to help them in their recovery. But that's going out on the road as we speak. We've done Port Erin, we're going up to Ramsey, and we're going to Peel as well, and that will be happening every month over the next few months. We're going to strengthen our partnerships and support even more people with future challenges that come to the island as well, and this helps more people get that route to find a different path. The ultimate thing that we do at Motivate is help people, support them in changing their lives. And that's, at the end of the day, a good result for us is when somebody walks out that door and they have changed what has been happening for them for the better.
How is the charity funded?
Motivate is funded through donations from individuals, from community fundraising events, charitable giving, corporate partnerships, and we have a strategic partnership with Manx Care for some of our services. With our new referrals increasing every year, so do our costs, of course. And although we keep those to a minimum, where the need continues to rise, the funds that we need to support that obviously rise in line with that. So that's where our island community comes in to support us in supporting that.
How can people support you?
So first of all, heading to our website. So that's www.motive8.im, so motivate.im. And that's got lots of information on there. So people can, there's a donate now button. There's ways to do fundraising. Our contact details are all across there. And also we've got socials, we've got Just Giving pages. So we've got events that are going on so people can find fundraising events or do something themselves and create a Just Giving page through that.
Where can people find out more?
Our website, so that's www.motivate.im, so that's M-O-T-I-V, then the number 8.im. Follow us on social media. We're all across Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn as well. And call us. We've got a free phone number for those people who are looking for support, and that's 0808 1624 627. We've got a WhatsApp, which is 07624 388 750. And people can contact us if they'd like support for themselves, or they'd like to support us on those contact details and through our website.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.